Father, and live according to thy laws, Jesus Christ our Lord. Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. For as much as William and Catherine have consented together in holy wedlock, and have witnessed the same before God and this company, and thereto have given and pledged their troth either to other, and have declared the same by giving and receiving of a ring and by joining of hands, I pronounce that they be man and wife together, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, bless, preserve, and keep you. The Lord mercifully with his favour look upon you, and so fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that ye may so live together in this life, that in the world to come ye may have life everlasting. Amen.
Charles Wesley's prayer for a life of Christian love and purity to let you blind well is the second hymn.
Well, I'm in Belton Village Hall, which is a village in Leicestershire, and the street is relatively quiet. Just the bunting flapping as everybody congregates inside the village hall to watch a large screen, row upon row of people dressed in union flags and eating tea and cake, getting ready for the barbecue outside to be fired up, and games in the street to be played, providing the rain holds off. There also appears to be a lot of booze handy. So, as everything's kicking off in London, Will and Catherine, as she's now called, tie the knot all over the UK right now. There be villages coming together, which I find pretty special. Possibly, well, definitely for me, more special than the actual event, not being a royalist myself, but finding everything around this fascinating. I think it's great that the villages have gone through so much effort to come together under the same red, white and blue as every other village probably in the United Kingdom. Very interesting that almost time should stop still right now when so much is going on in the world, be it revolutions and wars and riots in our own streets and protests. People starting to come out now, and the contrast between the dark of the village hall and the quiet as everybody pays attention to the big screen is the kids starting to come out and go on the bouncy castle, which is obviously way more interesting for them. Heading back into the dark.